Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome. It is Friday night. And just when I thought I had it all together, I realized I did not. Because, you know what, cool people, we only think we have it all together, and then suddenly we do. So I want to welcome you all. And by the way, I know you probably noticed I made a huge spelling mistake. But anyway, what's good with you? Because you are here on the down low, and you're here with me, Sierra Divine. And, we're also here with Little Lane. Are you there?
I'm here. Did you forget my name? Seemed like you had to think about it.
No, actually, I know that did sound funny, didn't it? No, I was looking at the screen and hoping that I actually had chimed you in because, okay, so y'all don't know this, but I'm on the down low, but I also do a couple other things where I'm not the host. So it's a completely different, what's the right word, different skill set. I have to do something completely different when I'm not the
right.
host, I'm the co-host. So
right.
sometimes it completely throws me off, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it throws me off, and I realize I have dialed in the wrong number because I'm no longer the co-host, but I'm the host. So,
oh,
I'm
you know
sorry.
What I was waiting for? Because you know how we always chat a little bit before we go on air, and I was waiting for that.
Right.
And this time we didn't. So I was kind of thinking, like, I hope I'm chimed in. And then it seemed to me like the song was playing extra long this time. I don't know. So
it
I was
did.
Wondering if everything was okay. So, okay, we're
Look,
cool.
You totally called me out on that one. Yeah, you totally called me out on that one. I had to remember that I was also the producer this time. And, okay, so for you all who don't know, I produce shows that I'm not actually in, and it's a whole different mindset when I produce a show. But when I come to my show, it's totally different. And sometimes I think I'm completely logged into my show and I'm doing everything, and I realize, oh, you logged in as a producer.
No right.
I'm hearing
right.
you at all right now. So I have,
you have to get
sometimes.
Back to the
so,
down low.
we got to get back to the down low, honey. You called me out on that one. You know, you totally called me out. And look, I saw you up there and I was wondering why you weren't coming. Look, I'm not going to lie, I even messed up the phone. So I've got three phone lines going right now.
Oh, wow.
Because I messed
You're
up
busy.
The phone lines. I'm not going to lie, but I'm used to doing this. So it's no big deal. It's no problem.
Okay.
I can do this. Now, I may not be as fast in the chat room tonight because I'm a little bit behind because I got a little bit confused. But don't get me wrong. And I'm not psychic. Yeah, I was there.
Cute.
But we have a show that is going on tonight for all of you all who are listening. And I hope I hit send because someone got on me just last week about the same thing when I forgot that. You know, I send personal invites out all week. I don't know. Lola,
okay.
Did you know that?
So no, I didn't, but I sent a few tonight also myself. It's
yeah,
like the,
okay.
Only the first time I've done that. Okay.
Oh, they're really amazing. I send out personal invites to people that I love listening to the show or whatever. And if you didn't get the invite, I'm sorry, but I do send out personal invites. And the last 2 weeks, I completely forgot that I sent out personal invites. And people were like, well, I didn't get my personal invite. And they got upset. I was like, okay,
wow.
I've been out of work for a month. Can you give me a minute? But I forgot, I do send out personal invites to certain people. So if you got my personal invite and you're here, thank you, because I actually spend time and I sit down and I pick out 150 people that I invite to the show personally.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I do it every week. Yeah, I do. I do it every week, and I send them out every week. So if you got the invite and you're here, thank you for joining us. Okay, enough about me. And enough about my flubs, as I like to call them, flubs. Hey, Lola.
Hey.
Like,
I missed
hey.
You. It's been a long. It seemed like it's been a long time.
Okay, you too? Because I was thinking the same thing. It seems like it's been forever. Oh, my God. Okay, well, we are back, we are live, we are in charge, and we are doing this. And tonight, we have a show for you all. And because it doesn't come from us personally, that's what makes it so much more fun. Though you might get a little bit of us in the end.
Right.
In the 2 years we've been doing this show, I have noticed that there are a lot of stuff that hits the news that most people don't know about. Because, you know, we talk about infidelity all the time. I don't know if you all know this, but I do a Google thing every week. And now I have to look it up real quick. But I do a Google thing every week on mistresses. And you'd be absolutely amazed on what comes up on a weekly, no, I'm sorry, not even weekly, daily basis.
Wow.
You'd be really surprised. So, okay, so I'm going to pull this up right now, and I'm taking it slow because this is how I am. Actually, it's better if I do it on my phone. So I have this thing that comes up and tells me all about, you know, people are cheating. So anything that's literally newsworthy.
Wait a minute.
And
you have something that comes up that tells you about people that are cheating in the news?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I'm
wow.
Like
wow.
I'm that
okay.
girl.
Wow.
Okay. Did I just surprise
okay,
you?
Okay, tell us about it. Okay. That's good.
I am that girl. I'm not even going to lie. And let me just go to my little feed right now because it is shocking. It is shocking the things that people go through and the things that people do. And that's why we're calling this episode, I had a name for this episode, I think I forgot it. Okay, we'll just call it Infidelity in the News, but I had a dirty name for it. It'll come to me in a second. But basically, cheaters in the news. And I'm telling you right now, Africa, God damn it, Africa. I don't want to go back there, at least if I'm not married. Well, at least if I'm married, I'm never going to Africa.
Why?
Oh my God, I think having a mistress is a thing over there. Every single week, I see a new thing about some girl beating some girl's ass in Africa. And they're
really?
All black. And you know
of
how
course.
Africa is white.
Of course. It's, you know. But don't they think they're entitled to have another relationship? It's not all the
they really,
countries
really
in
do.
Africa, but I think some of the countries in Africa, the men think they're entitled to be in another relationship. I don't know what that's about, but I do know it's a lot of infidelity, like everywhere, but you know, they will
all
have a whole other wife
never
somewhere.
I'm never going to marry a man from Africa. That's all I know. I'm never going to marry a man from Africa, period. So I'm trying to find this. I've been looking for him. And I'm going to find it in just a minute because I had this all set up and then I kind of fucked it up and went somewhere else. So I'm going to give a quick shout out to everybody in the chat room. By the way, if you want to join this conversation, I really hope you do. Please join in. The number is 646-595-4038, and all you have to do is press 1. If you don't press 1, then you're just listening. If you press 1, then I see you on my timeline, and I will totally get to you. And I see all you people in Chicago and New York hitting the timeline. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk to you all. Oh, honey, I got some stuff for you. Yeah, I said it that way. So, oh my gosh, the things I've heard and things I've seen, and I've got to do this because you know what? As Wendy says, she's sitting in her purple chair. Well, I'm sitting in my web chair and I'm sitting at my desk. And I feel I'm just going to say, it's on me to tell you what's going on in the world and the scandalous things that are not on TV that you have missed.
Right.
I'm sorry, because my mouth is, like, forming its way here right now, and you're wondering why I paused, because I've been holding this since Monday.
Well, tell us about it.
I've been holding on this. Oh, Silicon Valley. Honey, just because you're in computers don't mean you can't get red.
Well, you know, I can imagine it's going down in Silicon Valley. You know, that's the place where all the escorts and the prostitutes like to visit Silicon Valley. So I can imagine that it's going down
there. You would think it was that scandalous, right? Wouldn't you think that's where we were going to go with this? But it ain't.
Where are we going with this?
This is so ugly. And by the way, this has been going on for a couple of years in Sequoia Valley. And I've actually known about it. I'm just now telling you all about it, but I've known about it for a few months. But this happened in Silicon Valley. And by the way, it got real ugly because the mistress sued him. I do gotta say,
you're
we
so
know
funny.
That you can sue the mistress. No, I'm serious. She sued him.
What, girl?
I'm sorry. It's hard for me to even tell this story because I've known it for a while, and I've been watching this for a while. I was waiting to see what was going to happen, but the mistress sued him. So last week, and I'm going to call you out, boy. I don't know how to pronounce your name, but you know who I'm talking about. Michael Gouin. I can't pronounce his name, but I'm going to spell it. G-O-G-U-E-N. How do you pronounce that? Gouin?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure.
I think it's Gouin. Anyway, he was a partner at Sequoia Capital, and he was sued for, this is a technical term, for sexually and physically and emotionally abusing a woman for more than 12 years. Basically, that was his mistress. And this happened on Monday. I'm just telling you all now. He decided that Amber, yeah, I'm calling you all by name because it's already in the news. So we have your full name. I'm just giving first names because the whole name is in there. She was extorting him evidently. And she says that he agreed to pay her $40 million for abusing her and giving her HPV. Basically, he had sex with her and gave her a sexually transmitted disease.
Wow.
But he only gave her $10 million to go away.
Wow.
But that didn't shut her up. She wanted all of it. She wanted every last thing. So she just kept preaching her side of the story, and she brought it to Fox News. But according to, I still can't pronounce his name, I'm going to go with Goguen or Goguen. I don't really know. G-O-G-U-E. How do you pronounce that? I'm sorry. If you're going to cheat, can I at least pronounce your name? That's all I'm asking. If you're going to be in the news, let your name be pronounceable. Basically, he says that he's not going to pay her, but he also gave his wife a sexually transmitted disease.
He also gave it to his wife.
I don't understand. He gave it to his wife. And by the way, this whole thing starts off when he met her. He met his mistress, who was 15 at the time when he met her, and she was a stripper. So right now I'm going, why the fuck did the club let her strip? And where
was
her mother?
Why would they not let her? How old was she?
15.
Oh, wow. Okay, I missed that.
Where was her fucking mother? Because you know I'm all about infidelity, but 15, where was your mother? I'm just saying, where was your mother? So I'm not holding this against him. And trust me, I have a few of the stories that I will hold against, because this is the one where I go, she probably told him when she was 21, and where was her mother? And her mother was probably on the pole, too. I'm calling you out, honey. If you're listening, I'm calling you out as a mother. You're 15 years old, and I'm going to go with Chris Rock. Your job is to keep the bitch off the pole. Oh, he didn't see
that.
Your
that's
job
bad.
Is to keep
that's
the girl
bad.
Off the pole. She's 15. So I don't even want to hear it.
Right. So that's where he met her at, the club.
That's where he met her
at
the club.
At 15. At 15.
It's, you know what, I just got to say this to everyone. I have a few people here right now on our Twitter feed. They're asking how do they hear Dollhouse Radio. Well, just follow the link. Seriously, follow the link. And for those of you who I'm being very rude to, and I very much apologize, I'm going to repost the link for you really quickly on Twitter right now. But, you know, that's just one of many stories, and that's a sad story, but I have some better ones. I have stories of women going and meeting and talking to the mistress, but I have to say this more first and foremost. Africa, y'all need to get it together. Most of these stories come from Africa. And
they're not
going to
get it together.
Talking?
That's what they've been doing for years and years and years. They're not going to get it together.
You
That's
know how much
do.
We talk, look, as black folks, how much do we talk about going back to Africa?
Well, you kind of know that what's going on over there because if you watch TV nowadays on those, like the housewives, there's been several women that had boyfriends. They've been mistresses of boyfriends that were African, and they had wives, you know, and they're getting very expensive gifts, Bentleys, and look at, what's her name?
Mm-hmm.
Portia.
Yeah.
On Tate's, you know, she's got
you know, and
she's broken up with the guy, but she's...
Evidently, this is a big thing. And what they do with their mistresses, they're not even shy about it. I mean, and that's why I brought it up. Because everyone watches Real Housewives. Well, I'm done with Real Housewives of Atlanta, to be honest with you. I don't need that much drama in my life. I don't like drama like that. But how many of them have been dating African princes?
Right. Yeah, so that's going down.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay,
I don't
so,
know,
I'll
but I want to meet an African. No, I don't. I'm just joking. I don't.
I know you're joking because, I'm not going to lie. I have a particular type. I'm not going to lie. I have a type.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that type does not include Africans.
Mine
I'm not,
either, so you know I'm joking.
Well, I'm not. I'm that girl. My type does not include African, and it has, well, one, I don't like anything darker than Barry. And, you know, my skin color is fine, but anything darker than me, I'm like, ugh. But that's just me, and I think everyone is allowed to have a type. And I don't think it makes you racist in any way, but I think everybody is completely attracted to a certain type of person. no matter what.
Not even for that big Bentley, that big four-door Bentley, which is...
I've driven a Bentley.
Which you go
I've
that
driven
one
my man's have... Bentley. Listen.
Okay,
I've
you got that
my
Bentley.
Man's
that's
Bentley.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I'm not with that man now.
Okay.
I'm not with him now, but he was an African.
he was an African.
He was an African, but I've driven a Bentley before. That ain't new to me. And by the way, I didn't know until I drove one. Bentley's are really fast. Man, that G4? Ooh, I love a Bentley. I love shifting with my hand and not, you know, shifting with my... I love shifting the gear and the steering wheel and that on the side. I'm not going to lie. I've driven a Bentley. I've driven a Ferrari. I've driven all that, and I've had boyfriends that had that. But they weren't African. He doesn't have to be African for you to drive that.
You're right about that. But they do, from what I've saw, they do give nice gifts from what I've seen on TV. But, you know, that is TV, so.
That is, I'm going to go with that is TV.
Right.
That is TV. Because I know a lot of men who give nice gifts. The problem is you have to understand it's who you date.
Right.
And I will honestly say this because we talk about infidelity, and I can honestly say this. I think every woman has a type of man they date, and every man has a type of woman they date. You can't come up from a thug to somebody who works in finance. You date if that's what you date, that's what you date, and that's what you're going to find.
So what do you think about Sierra and Russell what is his name? Russell Williams?
Oh,
Sierra,
what do you think about Sierra? Sierra ain't dating nobody.
No, yes, she is. Not you, Sierra.
No, singer
Sierra, and I wondered that. Like, how is this going to work? She's been dating, you know, rappers and Bow Wow, although he's not very thug, but she's dated a lot of rappers that have that hardcore image. And now she's
I honestly think, in the case of Sierra, and that is a really good one, I honestly think, I think a lot of people have to understand, just because a guy is a rapper doesn't mean he's a thug.
That's true.
Because he
they weren't thugs.
Just
had like
that.
A certain
they
image.
Weren't thugs.
Yes.
They were just rappers. And even the one she had a baby by, then she probably should have thought about that when she realized how many other children he had. It doesn't mean they're thugs. A lot
of people
pretend they're thugs in persona, but they're not that way behind the scenes.
Not a thug, but just a different image and a different person from Russell. Not that you can tell.
I'm
going to
be really honest with you. I don't
yeah.
think she's really changed the type of guy that she dates. She hasn't really changed.
Okay.
He's a nicer version of the same guy she's always dated.
Okay.
And if you really pay attention, you will notice that we all of us have a type of person that we date.
Mm-hmm.
We all do. And I've gotten this from many people. They go, oh, you have a type. We can't figure out your type because they're looking at how they look or what
right.
they do. I do have a type, and I'm very consistent
mm-hmm.
with my type.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing
right.
to do with race, creed, or color. It has
right.
something. There is a one significant thing you would notice about all the men I've ever dated. I'm not going to say that because I don't want you all coming out of the woods. But it has nothing to do with race, creed, or color,
mm-hmm.
the type of person I date. And if you really pay attention to who she dates, I bet you will find a pattern.
Mm.
And I don't think he's that much different from the person he dated before, but maybe more cultivating or more cultivated, I should say, might be the right word.
Yeah.
Then
right.
she wanted him. But I bet you will find in the end he's not that far different.
Okay.
And we are all like that. Unfortunately, we are all that way. We may find a more refined version of what we really like,
mm-hmm.
but we are all very consistent in who we, in what we like and who we like. That's my opinion. And that's just my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound crazy?
No, I think you're pretty right on. I think, I mean, sometimes you try to go out of the box, but you usually go back to, you know, things what you really mean, how you really feel, the things you really like,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah, ultimately you always go back to who you are. So, yeah.
I personally think that when you start to go completely out of the box is when you have to start worrying about what do they really like, because you're completely out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
That's true.
Oh, my gosh. I think I might have a slight. We have a guest tonight.
Yay.
But I'm a little bit worried. Yeah, we totally have a guest tonight, but I'm a little bit worried. Because I may not have the number right. Because I was looking for a 586 number. And I'm not sure if she's on yet. Hopefully she'll go in the chat room and say, hey, that's me. If not, I'm sorry. Because I was looking for a 586 number. But we're going to take a slight break here. And we're going to get back to some headlines. And we're going to get to some real stuff. And we are on tonight because I am so on tonight. I wish we could go for like 3 hours right now. I'm all about
talking
tonight.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about.
We have a lot to talk about. We might go a little bit over. We were watching. And guys, I see you in Chicago. Look, I know numbers. I see you in Chicago. I see you in Michigan. I see a few things going on here. And I'm going to let you all in. I'm waiting on a guest, and I hope I have the right number. I'm just putting this out there because I thought it was a 586 number, but I might be wrong. If not, you'll know what number you're using. On that note, I am going to take us to a break for a quick moment. We're going to listen to some we're going to call it brand new because it is called brand new, by Jasmine Sullivan. I just like it because I was like, oh, we're going brand new, y'all. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we're going to talk about some other stuff that I've seen done. Well, seen. I'm not going to talk about what I've done because we go all night about what I've done. and we're going to listen to this new song called Brand New by Jasmine Sullivan. On that note, see you soon, and we'll be right back.
If I had a dime for every Twitter rap stream, and all the girls would be riding, working two jobs, but the boys at home making mixtapes with a Don't Disturb on the door now. Then I buy a Jeep dress every Friday, cause I go to every show on the weekend. And I gotta look good when I'm repping ya. He about to sign a deal, he about to go.
hear that?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Uh-oh, we got some dead air here. Hello, hello?
I don't know what happened to Sierra. I think we lost her.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
That's strange.
I know she was trying to bring our guest in, and unfortunately, I don't know what happened.
Hmm.
I know who I'm talking to. This is my friend, our friend from Chicago, right?
Yes, it's Adrian.
Adrian.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened to her. I just texted to try to see what happened.
Hmm.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, this is the first time I ever heard this happen, and it was going muted, unmuted, because I know I was on little call wait, but I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what's going on, and I have to admit this is not me this time, but I'm not quite sure what's going on. Okay, well, we're
going to
try to make sure that everybody gets in.
Okay, you're back now. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, first of all, can everybody hear me? That's all that matters. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, can everybody hear Lola?
Yes, we were starting to conversate.
Okay, and we hear you. Okay, so now we are waiting for our psychic to come in, but in the meantime, oh, my God, ripped from the headlines. And I was going to go into way more than that, but our psychic is going to help us interpret what was going on. this is so
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, she's calling. She's trying to get through.
She's calling. I think she showed up on my board. I'm not sure.
She said it's hanging up.
Please send me a text with the number because I'm not sure, and you have to press 1. Oh, I just see you now. Okay. So, Adrian, do you mind listening to our psychic for a moment?
Sure. Not a problem.
And I think I finally got you in here, Sasha.
Yeah. I know I was calling in, but it kept coming up. But I was here.
I'm sorry.
Did you have popping up on my board and then going away? And I was like, what? I just clicked on you. What's going on?
You kept on me. I don't know what was going on, but I was calling and it kept hanging up. And I'm like, I'm trying, y'all.
I'm so sorry. We never had this problem before. I'm so like, oh, my God, we'll get this big guest and we're going to have issues. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. Baby, I understand things happen.
Okay, well, I'm going to warn you, we've got a group of us on right now. So it's me, Lola, and Adrian. Hi, Adrian.
Hi.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Lola.
There you are. It's so nice for you to join us.
Well, thank you all for having me. It's my pleasure to be on the show. I'm going to have a good time, and I'm just grateful to be on.
Thank you so much, Hannah.
I'm so excited.
But we're gonna have a ball tonight. We're gonna have fun.
Yes, we are. Adrian,
okay,
guess what? You're on with somebody. So you know what? Okay, so we have one of our favorite callers. Because we have a few, but this is one of our favorites, and we have a new favorite. And not saying that we have, you know, we don't pick favorites. We have a few favorites. So we talked earlier today about stuff that's going on in the news. We didn't really get into it because I had to blow through that really quickly. And don't get me wrong, I'm bringing a few things back up. But we were hoping to have you here to tell us how bad we are at relationships. Okay, did I just say that? I got that out loud.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, Adrian is like, I don't know about you, but I'm different. Don't speak for me.
Carry on. I just want to see where this turns out. Carry on.
Well, we kind of wanted to know the length that people go through. What people do. I know you get a lot of calls about people wanting to know what their significant others are doing. If somebody's cheating, are they going to get proposed to? Should they stay or should they leave? So we kind of want to know a little bit about that first.
Okay, sure, yeah. I've been doing this since 1993, and, yeah, the bulk of clients want to know about love and romance relationships. And, you know, some of people want to know about current relationships, if the person's, you know, cheating or whatnot. And then a lot of people are going and meeting new people, going on blind dates and wanting to know what to expect from the new person. Since, you know, they're going in dark, you know, with the blind date. And with me, now, I don't know what I can say and what my language can be on Blog Talk, because when I had my Blog Talk show, they said I couldn't cuss whatever. Can I cut loose on here?
Can cuss all you want to. We would not block you.
Like
just keep it.
Reason being.
All we ask is you keep it real. Keep it real,
all
right,
honey. That's all I know how to do, baby. Well, about 2004, I had a friend of mine. She was going out to the club meeting different, you know, football players and, you know, professional, you know, athletes every week. So she was kind of like really, really intuitive, and she was curious. So before, it was questions like, you know, is the guy going to be a good catch? Is he cheap? Is he cute? You know, this guy I'm going to be going out with. My girlfriend told me to meet him. And then this one chick, my friend, we're not friends anymore, she goes and calls me from the club. She goes, okay, Tana, I need to ask you a question. I got this guy peeping me out. He played for blah, blah, blah team. I need to know something. So I'm thinking she's going to ask me, you know, the regular stuff, you know, height, weight, you know. She was like, how big is his dick? How much do he make? Is he a minute man? How far can he go? How long can he go? Is he married? We got kids.
Don't you not want to know that about somebody immediately? Isn't it kind of rude to know how much he makes?
Now she's not rude at all, but she didn't want to waste her time. She's a professional woman, and her time, she didn't want to waste her time because she wanted to make sure he can book for 2, 3, 4 hours. So she wanted everything down to how long the penis was. I was like, okay. So I had to go in spirit. Tell her how long it was, how long he can have sex, if he's going to go ahead and lick it, split it, let it down. You know? So what she did, the guy ends up at her house. You know, they're doing that one-night stand deal. So while my old boy is asleep, she goes in the bathroom. She gives me a call. She's like, well, you said he was 4 hours? He was 4 hours. You said it was 7 inches? It was 7 inches. You said he said he's going to make this amount? He made this amount. So she gave me my confirmation right then and there. So then she started telling all her girlfriends about it, about me, and they were talking about my accuracy. So I got all these women asking me about penis sizes, minute men, and that's how it started.
Damn.
Where I was able to go deep in detail.
Have anybody, you know, I know you've tried to tell someone that their significant other possibly is cheating on them and or whatever. So do you find it, if the spirit gives you something negative to say, are you kind of cautious or you just go ahead and just say it?
Yeah,
because, I mean,
do you just say it or do you tell them, look, your man's cheating on you?
Well, you know what? I just tell it like a TIS, and I do, you know, tell them about it because that's what they pay me for, tell the truth. Now, if spirit's showing me this person is homicidal and going to blow the person's brains out, it'll show me that the person's cheating. I won't tell
them. Are you serious? Is the actress?
Getting this person killed.
Oh, okay.
Now, if they're mentally and emotionally mature enough to handle it, I'll let them know the hotel room, the street, the city. But if I see this person's unhinged, you know, mentally not there, I'll be like, well, I'm not picking that up. I don't know, because I'm not going to be responsible for a homicide. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. Okay, I understand that.
Okay.
Adrian, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm like, wow.
He had all quiet on us. You know what? Okay, so.
I didn't hear him at all.
Adrian, do you want a reading?
I'm not sure if I. That's just.
I think you might be scared.
You know what, Adrian?
I think you might be scared.
I'm not going to go and put you on full blast, you know, in front of the world. I'll just say something very general, but. I'm going to speak in code. Well, you know what I mean, but, you know, everybody's wrong. Now, I'm going to go general, but I'm going to speak the truth. What I pick up on you, you are a go-getter, very ambitious, very motivated. You're very, very nice, but you don't take no stuff, okay? You are a laid-back person. You're a thinker, okay? So your mind is always going. You always looking to get bigger, better, you know, so you're looking forward. You're not one of those that's lax or at a standstill. You like nice things. But you are not shallow. You like nice things. You like to buy your clothes. You like to spend your money. And you're very particular about the company you keep. And you watch different type of women. Like if she talk like a duck, walk like a duck, and she appear crazy, you back off. Where some guys look at anything in a skirt, they want it. You like, because you had a bad experience. You had a bad, bad experience. So you are very particular about the people you surround yourself with. And you are not one to gossip, talk. You know how people run their mouth. You are a listener, and you analyze things. So what you think about that?
You're pretty accurate right there. You're pretty accurate. I do keep myself a small, knit group.
And when you get down, you get down. You serious when it comes to the serious, okay? And you didn't cause the many women to,
Do you throw it down? Is she right? Do you throw it down?
I throw it down.
One thing that Sasha said that I could even tell that's true from talking to you, from your personality, is like she said, if it looks like the duck and it walks like the duck, you're not even really going to bother with it. You're not going to try to take a chance, like she said, like some guys would do. I can tell that from the time we've been talking, so. I know. I was shaking my head like that's probably true. Is that true?
Very particular. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I learned from past experience. Like, I was trying to give a benefit of a doubt, but
yeah,
I was burned.
But that one woman made you. It was a learning lesson, and she had you where you like very careful. After that, you was like very careful about women you met after that because she was a humdinger, and. You found out that she had some mental illness issues. Am I right? Not just vengeful issues, but mental illness. You do know that, right?
I kind of had my feeling on that.
you know, but you was like, well, I'm going to just see. You was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, but then she showed you she was two types of crazy, right?
Yeah.
And
then
she got vindictive because you wouldn't tell her what you wanted to hear. You wouldn't tell her what you wanted to hear, but the only way you know how to be is honest. You're like, okay, I'm going to say this. I'm not going to lie because you don't like leading nobody on. But you do know you got a few women looking for you with a flashlight in the daytime on the freeway. You do know that because of your skill to pay the bills. You know that, right? He's shy now, y'all. I'm saying you get an award. You get two thumbs up in the award. I'm going to leave it there because I'm not trying to embarrass nobody.
We're
going to
call that two thumbs up and a snap, honey. Right. That's right.
Hey.
All right. I'll give you up on that one. Yes. I'll give you.
Are you blushing now?
I'm not
going
to lie. Huh?
You don't know what I'm talking about because I see three women just like, damn, where's he at? They looking for you now. They're like, where's he at? Damn. They coming down your leg, okay?
Sasha, you get more women calling you, right, than women, Sasha? You get more women than men? Do you get a lot of men that call you?
You know what? Years ago, it was only women. Now it's like half and half. I get as many men as women, but the men want consultations for corporate consultations, so it's mainly work, business, finances. I get some who want relationship stuff, information, but mostly it's men. I do do couples. I do advise couples because I got some boxers I advise, FBI, you name them, I'm you know, reading them, but yeah, it's now like half and half, just men as women.
Okay,
and you know what? It's younger. I read young people, a lot of, like, you know, 23, 25, 26. I got some, like, in there. A couple,
I was
like,
totally
in
about to ask what you consider young. So anybody under 30 is, like, young, right?
Well, you know why I say young, because, you know, 21, 22 is like a baby.
Yeah,
you know?
I think anybody who's under 25 is a child, so.
Right.
I ask you, what are you feeling from us, from us as hosts, me and Lola? What are you feeling from us? Because I don't even think that, I have my fingers, I think about that. Y'all always think that I share everything, but I really don't.
That's true. You have a side that you
really
share with your listeners, and you got a side you share with your listeners and a side that you keep in your personal life. Motivated, ambitious. This is for you and Lola, because I'm reading both of y'all at the same time.
Okay.
And you are, you know, you've seen the industry change. And you're both going in different directions, okay? I still see a foot in some aspect of porn, but I'm seeing you are going to be branching off and getting different corporate businesses. And, you know, the porn thing worked, but you're looking to do other things in addition. So I see growth. I see, you know, you're seeing the change in time, so I'm seeing growth. I'm seeing you're going to be accumulating things. I'm seeing you both are thinking about putting stuff up for your future, you know, securing your future financially, because we all going to get old and dried out. We won't be able to give it away, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm seeing you think about the future. I'm seeing somebody, one of you two, I'm seeing is looking at getting a crib, you know, real estate, like, you know, to flip houses or what have you. You know, I'm seeing a real estate right there.
I got to ask this, though. So I'm going to pause you right there. Is that you or me? Lola, is that you or me?
It's not me. It's not me right now. Well,
okay, I will tell you this. I'm going
to
tell you this.
Say,
I mean, I've actually been dating somebody in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that,
well,
I just wanted to ask, because that's probably me. I've been dating someone in real estate for a few years.
Right. Well, I do see another house, but it looks like, you know how when you get houses, the flip houses for rental property versus like moving into a home, you know. So I see a house going to be coming into your vibration.
Yeah, it won't be my house then. Thank God.
It's
going to
be a rental property. You're going to have some rental property.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that sounds about right. Yeah, I do see that.
That very right for me.
So, you know, securing your future. So you both got a lot, you know, going to be doing. You're going to be very, very busy. Well, you're already busy, but you're going to be busier, you know.
Right.
And people think we sleep for a living and lay in bed all day. They really think that. No, we don't lay in bed all day. We have things and whatnots and stuff going on.
What type of people do you read? I mean, like from you know, the regular teacher to the doctor. I heard you mention something about a FBI agent. You read all types of people call you?
Every type of person that you can think of, I'm reading.
Okay.
Doctor, lawyer, television evangelist, law enforcement, composers, arrangers, producers, directors, actresses, singers, you know, you name them, I'm reading. Couples. I do corporate readings, scholastic. I got a lot of college students, professors. You know, porn stars, directors, you name them, I'm reading them all. And I get a lot of referrals, so I end up reading their families because they'll refer me, you know. And, you know, I read so many different vasts. I've been reading so long, I read a lot of police. I read a lot of police and the FBI like that, too. So it's a long list.
Sierra. Go ahead.
I hope you're thinking what I'm thinking. Look, Pinky, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
What? What are you thinking?
How do we take over the world?
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
I'm sorry. That was totally a joke for all you all who are really into sci-fi. Were we going to ask?
No, I was going to ask you, do we have any more callers? Maybe somebody else has a...
We do, and I actually want to... Okay, so, guys, I'm looking at, like, about 15 callers right here. If you all want to get a reading, if that's okay, is that okay?
Yeah, they're more than welcome.
Okay, so I'm going to let one person in for right now. And if you would like to read, if you don't want a reading, then you might want to stop pressing 1 at this point. So I'm going to let someone in. Yeah, because at this point, I'm letting you in. And you know what? Be very nice to our psychic because I want to have her back because I like her that much. I want her to go, like, your show was so rude. No, I'm very serious. I'm very serious.
Well,
so
I'm
going
to
let someone
here
join
everybody.
Oh,
yeah,
my
I'm
God,
doing
you're so much fun.
So,
let's see.
Cool. It's easy.
347-409, are you there? 347-409?
Yeah, good evening. What's up?
Hi,
hey,
how
you doing? You all right?
Welcome
yeah, how you
back.
Doing? Lola. Yeah, Lola, what's poppin'?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, how you doing?
Adrian,
how you doing, brother? This is my first time actually ever hearing your voice. How you doing?
I'm sorry.
But,
welcome again, then.
I think we got rid of Adrian.
Oh, my
bad. Oh, yeah, we did, but I thought this...
All right, now the sister that we just was just speaking, I'm sorry, can you repeat your name again, ma'am?
My name is Tana. Oh, he called me ma'am. My name is Tana Alonzo. You can call me Sasha Brownbuster, whatever you feel, baby.
Okay. Well, it is a question. I like to, there's a couple of things I would like to know. Well, feel free to tell me whatever you would like. But one question I would like to know, if this is in the realm of your... Is this in the realm of your expertise? Can you tell us anything about who's going to win the election?
You know, I was asked that the other day. They asked me which candidate was going to win, a Democrat or Republican. And I said that it's going to be a big, big disruption because the stuff's going to pop off real, real bad. And it looks like right now they're going to try to get Donald Trump up out of that. Where it'll have to be like another candidate because ISIS is going to strike hard. They up in here. When I say up in here, I mean in the United States, okay? And they got.
I'm sorry.
Seen what happened? Did they? What, some people went and hacked and gave out his social security number and everything? And they went and put some powder and took some powder to his son.
I did see that. And his number and the number of his children and everything.
Yeah, well, it's going to get real, real jiggy and hot up in here because if some people, the terrorists, don't like him, so they have some people here that's homegrown terrorists that work for ISIS that's on the lowdown. They're going to try to take him out. So he's going to have to end up, dropping out. He's going to tell everybody I'm not
He's
going to
drop out?
He's going to tell everybody he ain't going to do it. He's going to say, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not being bullied. But the thing is, they're going to hit home. They're going to get his house. So he is going to get nervous. And he's going to still be saying, you know, I ain't going nowhere. And he's going to try to go in hiding and still run for president. But ISIS is like, they're not going to stop till they tag him. They want to kill him dead. So I can't see, now I could be wrong, but I can't see him winning because right now it's a lot of hostility and violence that's laying for him. So right now it's looking like Hillary is going to be the one, but he's going to try everything he can to stay in the race, but it's too many enemies and too many allies against him, so it's not looking good for him. So that's my take on it. You ain't seen nothing yet. You have not seen nothing yet.
Wow. You ain't seen nothing
yet. They're going to end up where they wouldn't tag his son with some powder. They mailed his son some powder. They're going to end up trying to assassinate him on one of his, tours. So you're going to start seeing some stuff on CNN in a minute. It's going to get real bad.
Okay. This process, what can you tell me about myself, ma'am?
Okay. Oh, you keep calling me ma'am. You call me girl.
Isn't it cute, though? No, I find that sexy at the same time I'm not that old.
Oh,
I like a respectable man.
I ain't nothing wrong with that, but I'm still a young girl. But anyway, getting back to the gentleman here, what I saw and picked up in your vibration is I'm seeing that you are – I saw some schooling around you. It's some school that wants to come, some type of education. It could be tech school, Volk school, but I'm seeing some type of education wants to come your way. And I'm seeing spirits say online, it's a vibration that wants to come to you online. You want to do the hands-on beads, that building thing. And I am seeing you have a very suspicious nature. You also analyze, you observe things. You don't just step off into, because, you know, you got some folk around you, they got to be watched. You know, you got some homeboys, and I'm not dogging your homeboys, but, you know, they up to some stuff. You know what I mean? They into some different things, you see? And so I did see, because of your circle, you watch what, you know, where you go, what you're doing, who you with. You don't share a lot. You are one that you don't share private, personal stuff. I do see it looks like a female in your family, a relative, a higher generation up, so I'm looking like mom, auntie or something like that. I'm seeing she is crazy about you. This person is very, very worried. They worry about you. That's just their overprotective nature, but they worry about you, your safety, your well-being, when you're going and coming. They love you to death, but they have a preoccupation with you. I also saw you doing something different, you know, with hair. You know, I don't know if it's a fade or you're thinking about going bald if you got hair, but I see something drastic going on, you know, with the hair. And also I am seeing you get something new with your car, a vehicle, something with a vehicle in you. I don't know if it was rims or getting something new, repair, but I see something with you you're finna do and spend some nice cheddar on a vehicle.
Well, could we ask some? I want to thank everybody for getting this time. I know you have to continue. Could we ask where exactly, or is there, where can we contact you so that we can utilize you directly, personally?
Sure. I book off the telephone, 586-944-9289. I also have a website, Tanna, T-A-N-N-A, Alonza, A-L-O-N-Z-A, .com. My email address is Tanna, T-A-N-N-A, @ TannaAlonza.com. I read 7 days a week, and I do broadcasts as well. I'm also, I have a show on blab.im. It's the Tanna Alonza Show. And what I do is for my YouTube channel subscribers, I do a free one-question consultation, and it'd be all the way live because I'd be cutting up in there.
We're going to get Sierra to put your info, your website.
We're definitely going to post that. Don't worry. I'm going to post it on Twitter feed. I'm going to post it on the website. It will be everywhere. So you can definitely go to her and get way more information. But what did you think about that?
And then anybody
what did you think about
they from oh yeah, do you think I was accurate or no? Or
do I think you're accurate? Well, you said a lot of interesting things. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about those. I mean, based on each thing, I mean, I have a different opinion.
You say, I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you, honey. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, well, I totally lost you on that.
No, I just had I have a different opinion about each individual analysis that you make. You know what I'm saying? I'm still thinking about, I'm still processing all the things that, as far as how they should be. But it's really interesting, a lot of the things you said. You know, and I really,
okay,
I'd
so
like
I'm
going to
say this. Dad, I love you, but you're breaking up. I'm going to go with you. You said that you had a lot of different opinions on a whole lot of things. It was very interesting. I think that's what you're saying. I don't want to not quote what you didn't say. Unfortunately, you're kind of breaking up, and I apologize for that. But
well, thank you
I
for
will
letting
definitely
me,
post
you.
It's wonderful to have you. It always is. And you know, the more callers, the better. We love this. And
make sure you contact us for us. Let's do it.
Yeah,
let us
know.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate y'all, you know. And I love doing this. I've been doing it for quite some time, and I have a ball with it, you know.
So how many years have you been doing this? I just want to know. I'm curious myself.
Oh, sure. I've been doing it since 1993. That's how long I've been reading professionally.
Oh, my gosh. I say, oh, my gosh, like I was born back then. I still can't believe babies were born in 1993. I'm like, didn't the world just start then?
But you know what, though?
1993, I was just in high school. Okay, I was graduating.
Right. But you know what? When the older people come to see me, they'll come in and I'll greet them and they'll go, "Oh my God, you're a kid. What can you tell me?" They think that I'm some like 21-year-old person when they come to the door, and I'm like, "No, I've been reading for a while. How long have you been reading? You look like a baby. What can you tell me?" And I says, "Well, I've been reading since 1993." They think I'm lying. They're like, "What?" And then the other day, I got credit. Like, wait a minute.
Did you really? Oh my God.
I got credit. I was like, "Whoa."
If you have the gift, you can have the gift no matter what age you are. So
that's
you have
right, right. But you got some people who are old school. Because, you know, a lot of readers are, you know, they are the old school, they're older.
I'm going to lie. It's like going to a doctor who's younger than you. I'm not going to OBGYN who's younger than I am. I'm sorry. Don't tell me what my pussy looks like when you're only 25. I don't want to hear it.
That's true. That is true.
I have to say one thing before we let you go, because you know what? I like to be the guinea pig. I'm not going to lie, I do. What do you see in my future? Am I going to get married again?
I do see it, but I see you being, you're really, really being careful to see and make sure you pick a good mate. I see you like being careful, going, you know what? I want to make sure I make a good choice. I'm going to be thorough with this. And so I do see marriage, and I see a whole lot. I do see, you know, a lot of your hands.
What do you see? I want to see the whole lot, because tell me everything.
We will be here about an hour, so. But anyway,
This is going to be like 10 minutes.
When you talk to me, honey, I'd be like, okay, you want to know? I'd be talking from here to Tuesday. But no, he's going to be prosperous. I did see a professional. I saw that he's going to be distinguished. I like the way I said that. He's going to be distinguished. He's not going to be a obese man or thick. He's going to be on the thinner side, I saw. And I saw him. Mm-hmm. He likes to travel. So you're going to be doing quite a bit of travel, okay? You're going to be very, very busy. He is corporate.
Renew my passport.
Yep, so I've seen a lot of good, you know. So it's going to be a positive match, you know.
Awesome. Because I figured I'd probably be single for the rest of my life after this. I've been married way too many times, so.
Well, no, it's always, you know, that's what Elizabeth Taylor said, and then she got married, you know.
Yeah. And I'm so Elizabeth Taylor at this point.
That's true. Well, she did everything good. So that's a good thing. Everything good.
Yeah.
A lot of things coming your way.
Well, thank you. I really thank you all.
No,
I love that you joined us. And will you promise that you will come back?
I absolutely promise. I am really thrilled and honored to have you on the show. It was a ball, and I want to thank all of your listeners and callers for allowing me the opportunity to read you. I mean, everybody is so cool and super, and I had a ball with everybody. Everybody's super cool times 10.
Thank you,
Shanna.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I had to say this, and I'm sorry, but everyone in the chat room, I'm sorry I didn't acknowledge you, but I see you. And I was watching you, so just said, hi. And, guys, I can't believe it. Our hour is actually up. This is way too soon, because I want to go on for, like, another 3 hours, honestly. I'm that interested. Man, I'm having way too much fun. But we'll definitely be back next Friday, and I'm hoping the next month you will come and join us, or maybe even next month, the next couple of weeks will come and join us. But you know what? Before we go, there's one thing I have to do, because I want everybody to know where to find you. So where can we find you?
I am TanaAlonza.com. I do the readings over the telephone or either through Skype or Ubu. And that's how they can find me. And then, the phone number is 586-944-9289. And my hours are 12 noon till like 10, 11 at night, for the telephone readings and everything, Eastern Standard Time.
So I can't call you at 2 o'clock in the morning and be like, why does he love me, right?
Oh, yeah, they got something out.
Right. Oh, yeah. I can't be calling you and be like, why does he not love me? He won't marry me. I'm only on my phone
at night. Right.
Yeah,
happening in the middle of the night with
it. They'll call me and say, where's he at at 4 in the morning? You know, the question is,
what room
like,
is he at?
He's off my damn phone. Right. I think about his ass at 4 in the morning.
What we're saying is that you're curious. So if you really want a serious reading and want to know what the hell is going on, you're the person to call.
Right.
And anybody who's calling from the show and let me know they're from the, you know, Sierra and Lola show, I'm going to give you 50% off on any package that you choose. If you say, what was the package?
Oh, okay. I heard that.
For 5 minutes, right?
Say
I got
you're
a 15
coming
minute
from the download.
Yes, because y'all looking out for me, I'm going to look out for all your readers and all everybody who's, you know, on here, the callers, the listeners, people in the chat room, and and I have different packages because I know when my YouTube callers be like, you know, it's confusing. That's because I read 5 minutes per question. I got a 15-minute mini reading, half an hour, hour. I read up to 12 or 13 hours. So you pick your package, I got you, 50% off. They say, how do I make payment? PayPal. That's how I get paid.
That's great.
That is really good.
Psychometry. I do psychometry. So that the psychometry, the textbook meaning, is getting vibes off of any mineral, stone, or metal. But anything a person has touched, whether they live in the dead, I get a vibe on it. So when I used to have to do the cold cases for the popos, I had to, like, they wouldn't let me go in the file. They said, lay your hand on it. Tell us.
So you actually work for the
interview.
Police also.
Well, yeah, the feds and different municipalities for the police departments. And so they got me solving cases. And so what my clients do, they'll shoot me a picture through the text message, a document, picture, text message. I got the person's vibe, and I tell you everything. Because I got a lot of people who like drunk driving, and they're like, am I going to go to jail? I can tell you what they just going to go ahead and
yes, you're going to jail, damn it. You and your fucking son out, but you're going to jail.
That's too funny, right? You're going to jail.
Now, if that judge had something, they might not go to jail. They just might have to pay some restitution. You know, it depends on that judge, but I'm back on the judge. Hey.
Okay, Nita, you, honey. Oh, my gosh, guys, I can't believe we have come down. I can't believe it's an hour. We are actually
already
9 minutes over an hour. I'm not going to lie. We are over an hour, but I swear to God, every time I think we could do 2 hours. But I love hanging out with you all, and love having you here. And, oh, my gosh, you have been the best guest ever.
Thank you.
I can't wait to have her back.
Thank you for having
and
me.
And I will be calling your number just to let you know. So, you
okay.
know, I will be calling in, so just look for me. I'm the 773 number.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Let me know. Guys, this has been a whole lot of fun, and we have talked about
it
so much tonight. It has been a lot of fun. And I know we didn't really talk so much, just so let you all know, I know we didn't talk so much about the headlines, but that didn't really matter so much. We will get more in the headlines and more stuff that is reality and what's going on, you know, with your relationship, whatever else. But in the meantime, remember that you are always listening to The Download, and my name is Sierra Devi, and my host is Lola Lane. And guess what? We will always be here on Friday night, because you know what? It ain't at 11 o'clock till we show.
Right.
Once we get here, the party can start.
That's right.
All right, then. Hello.
And after that, then y'all can just get it on without us. So,
that's right.
And remember, if you're up to something, we know about it, and we're going to tell you about it. Just to let you know, we're going to tell you about it, and we're going to laugh about it, too. In the meantime, keep your stories to us. Keep it going on. And by the way, the number to always call is 646-595-4038. But we're not the only show here on Down House Radio. There's plenty more. We're just Friday night. So join us every single week and every single day here on Dollhouse Radio. And we'll talk to you soon. And we're out of here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Because the night is still young.
Yo, ayo, tonight is the night that I'ma get twisted.
Moscato and vodka, I'ma mix it. Roll that spaceship, we about to get lifted. Live in the present and gift this for the gifted. This what you came, this what you came for. You get what you buy, this what you pay for. So make sure the stars is what you aim for. Make mistakes though.
I never worry.